My brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. Yes, I greet you from the wonderful island nation of Sri Lanka, where Jesus Christ remains, always will be Lord of all. And that includes being Lord when you and I are getting shot at by the worlders. Yes, you know what? Listen, it is par for the course to be shot at for doing the right thing. Recently, something I realized too? I've been needing to do a little bit more of my adjusting in my own personal life, just so that I have, more time to get into the Word and more time to pray. Because over the last year, because of some of the work that I've been doing, some of the work that God's had me do, it's really been a bit of a stretch in that area. And because I've gotten just pressed in schedules and logistics and whatnot. So, I just didn't have, or wasn't spending, I should say, the time that I would have liked to, in prayer and in reading the Word. And actually, that should be the last thing to go. Honestly, that should be the last thing to go. You should be cutting other stuff away before you cut that away, because that is key, crucial to sustaining good spiritual health and making good, wise choices under the leadership and guidance of God's Spirit. But I've been adjusting things accordingly. And God's been strengthening me in that, showing me how to do things a little bit more. And, for some reason, it seems like when you give God, this is even a principle from college that I learned while I was there. But when you give God His time, He always gives it back to you. And when you give God time, when you put emphasis and priority on the things of God, He gives it back to you in an incredible measure. So, like, for example, when you set aside time and you focus it on things of the Spirit and you put that there, what He ends up doing is He blesses the rest of your time. So the rest of your time becomes increasingly efficient. Things just sort of flow. You make good decisions and good choices. Whereas if you're just rushing off and you're just kind of going into one thing and next and next and next, you're just spinning like a top. But you're not getting much done. Activity is not necessarily productivity. That is another life principle that I have learned and I have gone by. Activity is not necessarily productivity. You can be very active and not productive. So what you want is to make good decisions, good choices under the leading and guiding of God's Spirit, and let Him. But how does that happen? Well, part of it is you need to be asking Him. And you need to be allowing for that space so that He can show you. So a small detour there in what I was trying to say, which is it's par for the course to get shot at. And I've seen it in the Word recently, because I've been spending more time in the Word, and God's been showing me these things. And then, it relates then, overlaps into your day-to-day life. So Jesus, who is the ultimate example of what it is to have life here and what it is to walk through this life, Jesus, this is what happened to Him. So He would go around doing good and people would shoot at Him for doing good. He would go around doing the right thing and people would shoot at Him for doing the right thing. Finding fault with Him. Why, Jesus, do your disciples eat with unwashed hands? Not following our age-old traditions and customs? Why, Jesus, who told you to take, what did they say to the guy that Jesus healed? Who told you to take up your mat and walk? The guy got healed. The guy was paralyzed, sitting at, in a horrible state for years, for the better part of four decades. And Jesus heals him and tells him, pick up your mat and walk. And the thing that they get stuck on is, who told you to pick up your mat and walk? You know, forget the healing. They forget the healing. And they're focused on, who told you you can carry your mat? It's the Sabbath. Here's a great big peanut we can focus on and forget about the elephant, which is the man is, the elephant in the room is the man just got healed. Hello? Hello? You know, sometimes it just feels like the world's just been taking crazy pills. Because, you know, come on, the big picture. This is the Son of God walking through this world, healing people, setting them free from bondage and captivity, and giving them a new life, a new beginning, a new choice, a new chance in Him. And He does that for them. And what is it that they throw back on Him? You have violated our age-old customs, Jesus. You didn't do things the way that we think you should. And we will let you know when you've done things according to our system. And what did Jesus say about that? You will disregard God's specific commandments in order to keep your age-old man-made customs. And He faulted them for that. They would rather have a form of godliness that denies the power thereof. You know what the funny thing about worlders is? That they will scrap and claw and devour and chew and hurt others and create all of these issues and do all of that to their own hurt, and at the end of the day, they don't even know what they're going after. You know, there was a quote one time somebody told me, it's classic. It said, it's a horrible thing to find out, to try to climb the ladder to find out that it's leaning against the wrong building. So you climb the ladder, you get to the top, and then you realize it's leaning against the wrong building. Oh, there's a great experience for you. Yay. Well, here's one way you know you're leaning against the wrong building. Have you sowed to the world and the world system, to your flesh, or have you sowed to the Spirit? Yeah, okay. Because you know what ladder you're climbing. You know what? Listen, everybody's messed up. Everybody's screwed up. Everybody's gone the wrong way. That's what repentance is. Repentance is realizing, you know what? I made a mistake. I went the wrong way. Lord, please forgive me. Lord, please heal me. Lord, please set me on the right track. Lord, please quicken me, empower me by your Spirit to do what I can't do in myself. You know, that's part of the reason why we have the Holy Spirit within us, empowering us, quickening us, enabling us, is because His Spirit enables us to do what we cannot do in ourselves. You and I cannot do it in ourselves. And because we can't do it in ourselves, God gives us a power from His throne, His very Spirit living in us, that gives us the power to do what we cannot do in ourselves. And as you do what the Spirit leads and guides you to do, as you are following the quickening of His Spirit and going down the path that He has for you, in that process, you will get shot at for doing the right thing. I think, often these days to Acts 16, Paul and Silas and the whole jail cell thing. Okay. Paul and Silas, what'd they do? They did the right thing. They went there, they preached the gospel, they healed the sick, they cast out a demon out of a girl that was telling fortunes. Now, in the process of casting out that demon, what does it say the reason that these guys got mad at them for? When they saw that their hope of making money was gone, they went and stirred up an uproar and then told them, oh, these guys are preaching things that are unlawful for us. They're destroying our age-old customs. No, as long as they were preaching before, nobody cared. But as soon as their hope of making money was gone, that's when they cared. Because as soon as that demon of fortune telling was cast out of that girl, and they lost their chance to make her a cash cow any longer, now they care. And you will find out that as soon as what you do in the things of God and the things of the gospel, as soon as what you do affects people's finances, their power, or their pleasure, position in this world, as soon as it affects any of those things, now you got to fight. You got to fight on your hands. Now you're going to get shot at. As long as what you did not affect those things, they don't care. It's fine. Sure, this is some social club. Oh, sure, fine. Go ahead. Have a small chat together. No problem. Oh, but as soon as there's power that manifests itself and changes things, now it's different. Now it's different. You understand that it changes things. Now it's different. See, when what we do as the followers of Christ affects people's worldly agendas, that's when they hate you. That's when they can't stand you. Think about Jesus. Back to the crucifixion. What did they say about Jesus? What was the problem the Pharisees had with Jesus? The whole world went after him. The whole world went after him. All the people were hanging on the words that Christ spoke. And because they were hanging on his words, the religious establishment of the day could not lord it over the people anymore, because now they were given that life-giving viewpoint, and it wasn't just the religious establishment. When the religious establishment could no longer lord it over them and the people, then what did they want to do? Let's kill this man. I mean, how crazy is that? Here, you're supposed to be the religious leaders of the day. You're supposed to be the ones that are showing people the way forward. And yet, your response is, let's kill the Son of God? Let's get rid of the Son of God? Are you serious? Are you kidding me? This is your response. This is your way forward. Because why? Because you want to keep your position? Do you realize that when you die, you stand before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? You stand before the Creator. And would you be dumb enough to harm the Creator's Son only to then have to go and stand before Him after this short little life that you have here is over? What are you going to say then? But you know what? It's a no-brainer. And yet, how many people don't seem to have a brain? Because why would you attack an ambassador of Christ, a servant of the living God, a child of the living God? Why would you attack that person? And how can you expect to go forward like that and to not have a recourse? You don't think you reap what you sow? You don't think that God, that He doesn't bring things to account? Especially when people do wrong things against His children? You know what? If God's kids cry out for justice, do you think He's not going to give them justice and dispose of those that are worthless, that are on the stage? Yeah. No, it's God knows the sparrows, knows the number of hairs on your head. So in all of that, he takes care of his people. And he will not allow them to be tested beyond what they can bear, what they can withstand. He will not allow certain things to happen to them. He will always take care of them. So for you, child of God, for you, son and daughter of the living God, what are you worried about? You know, yes, you're going to get shot at. So, you know, in the process of getting shot at, you gotta look at it through a different set of eyes. First of all, what did Jesus say? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. God, they don't know what they're doing. Because if they knew what they were doing, there's no way they would do it. Simple as that. If they knew that their actions... Look, if you're a worlder and you attack a child of God, you run the immediate risk of being cut off from the world system that you hold so dear. They will cut you off because God will cut you off. God will ensure that you get cut off. And if you get cut off, you've lost all that you built up and tried to aspire towards while you were part of that system. Yeah. Or, you know, he can just take your life out right away, in which case you're done, and then you got to go stand before him, and you've lost for all eternity. At least with the other one, you take a little bit of time, maybe you get right. It'd be one of those stories of, you know, you had all this great worldly success, and everything started falling apart. And then when everything started falling apart, then God met you, and then you got right, and then you... It's usually because people got tagged. And God brought them to zero, allowed them to be brought to their knees, and they, instead of trying to serve the world system in a double-fold measure, they turned to Christ and got saved. You know? Saved from themselves, saved from this world, from this world system. Saved from yourself. Everything that you would have done to yourself. Huh. Yeah. No, it's a common thing to get shot at for being a follower of Christ. But consider it pure joy when you face trials and tribulations of all kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith builds perseverance. Perseverance, character. Character, hope. Hope does not disappoint. So whatever it is that you're facing, know that the hope that God puts in us will not disappoint you. And he will take care of his own. You know, something that happens that's kind of interesting when I drive and I do these talks is that sometimes, actually, it's been a lot of times really, I'll get really, really heavy. Like, just like, you know, and it's a spiritual thing. Because these audios are going out, there's a very, very heavy spiritual oppression that comes with it. That makes it difficult for me to even keep my eyes open, to be honest, while I'm driving. And when I'm not talking, I'm wide awake. As soon as I stop the recorder, wide awake again. But it's just while I'm doing these sections. It's like this huge weight is like put on me at the same time that the Spirit of God is flowing freely through me. And, you know, that's just the spiritual opposition, I've just come to realize, to what it is that we do and what it is that this is. But yet the word still continues to get out, go forward, and bless the people and the child of God that has a heart to hear and a heart to obey. Ear to hear, heart to obey. Yes. So, the struggle that we face, though, and this is something that's been a little bit hard for me, is... You know, one of the struggles that we face is, you know, we want to be right with people as much as possible. We want to do the right thing by people as much as possible. We really do. You know, I do. I know I do. But yet we get shot at. Yet we are treated shamefully for doing the right thing. And that's not a good feeling. And it's a hard feeling because you want to do the right thing and you want to help people, you want to bless people, but then they treat you poorly. Well, this is where your life and your life experiences and how you relate to life should not be based on others and the opinions of others. Yeah, you've got a growth phase where you need some other people, but there comes a point where it should just purely be on what it is that God says about you. And who it is that you're in Him. And nothing more and nothing less. It should just be about Him. And He will connect you with that which you need to do, think, say. All of those things will come to you at the right time. But you don't got to worry about that. Yeah. Oh, I tell you. It's an interesting life. It is really an interesting life. You know, you don't got to have it all figured out. You don't have to figure out all these bits and pieces. Don't worry about it. Just do your part. You know, do the part that God has for you. Enjoy it. Enjoy what God has for you. Trust Him. You know, He knows what He's doing with you. No, I tell you. You know, in all things, by prayer and supplication, make your requests known unto God. And by prayer and supplication, my prayer this day is that God would strengthen you and I for the journey at hand, that God would silence every tongue, every wagging tongue that sets itself up against God's people and the knowledge and the revelation of Jesus Christ, that those things would be bound in Jesus' name. And Lord God, we thank You, Father, that everybody that hears this word this day, Lord, that this day, this night, that they would be blessed. We thank You, Father God, that You are the lifter of our head and You're the one that always protects us and leads and guides us. And nothing, by any means, Lord God, can touch even the single hair of the head of a child of God when they're under Your protection. Without, Lord God, You allowing for that. We've seen that, Lord God, in Daniel, and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, in their whole set of experiences, Lord. We know that You have power over all the works of the enemy. And so, Father, we thank You for that. We pray, Lord, that You would, by Your power, by Your strength, Lord, that You would strengthen Your servants and destroy the works of the devil and use us however it is You see fit. Lord, we love You. We trust You. We continue, Lord God, to go on. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Yeah, so hey, you know, could pray, could talk, could keep going. But in all things, the key to realize is that it's about Him and not us. And whatever question or concern you have, bring it to your Heavenly Father, and He will lead and guide you into all truth and show you, as a good father, what it is to walk with your children and to be there for them in the tough times. And God has always been there for us in the tough times. And, you know, it's made us better people as well. It's made us better ambassadors of truth and what life is meant to be. So, yeah, you know, don't worry about anything. Because in all things, God is in control and He takes care of His people. So, don't worry about anything that's on the horizon. Just trust Him and let Him lead and guide you each and every step of the way. So, hey, you know, with that, God bless you guys. Love you very much. Keep on, keep it on. And we'll catch up with you guys again sometime really soon. All right. And don't forget, oh, drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We always love to hear from you guys. Talk to you later. Bye.